Hi there. Before we dive into today's podcast, I wanted to tell you about a free conference that is happening August 8th to 9th this year. Seesaw Learning, who is our podcast guest today, is hosting Connect 2023. It is a fun virtual conference where you can learn so much, not just about how to use the app itself, but about the importance of early childhood education and education overall. There will be 4 keynote speakers, 20 live sessions, 15 Ignite calls, 3 engaging panels, opportunities to network and receive your PD hours, and so much more. You can find out more or get your free tickets at the link below this podcast. Hope to see you there. Welcome to the Everything ECE podcast. I'm your host, Carla Ward, and joining me today is Chris Shiner from Seesaw Learning, an app that I am absolutely in love with and have been using throughout my ECE career. And he is on the show today to talk about the importance of documentation as a tool for bridging the communication gap between childcare and home. Welcome to the show, Chris.
Thank you so much. Pleasure to be here.
So tell us a little bit about yourself and your role at Seesaw Learning.
For sure. So I am an elementary educator at heart. I started my career as a kindergarten teacher. I taught kindergarten for 4 years and then stepped into a technology coaching role for about 7 years. I did that up until right in kind of the heat of COVID, January of 2021. That is when I stepped to have a full-time position here at Seesaw. Here at Seesaw, I've done a lot of different things. I currently work with marketing and just really sharing the story of how Seesaw can impact classrooms, impact families, impact students, and really just be a partner for education.
Love it. Kindergarten, those are my people. Like I always say, nobody understands your sense of humor like a kindergartner.
Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah, they're the best. I was a kindergarten teacher for almost 10 years. So absolutely fantastic. And so you know how Seesaw can benefit the early years. Like absolutely, tech is great in the older years. And I think we're still trying to find that place for it in, you know, toddler, preschool, kindergarten. And I think when we think technology in the classroom, we think about the children using it. Yeah. And I have my views on that in terms of them playing on it. But I know from personal experience that Seesaw has this beautiful way of integrating the children in that autonomy of documentation. Yeah. So definitely want to dive into that. Just in case for listeners who don't know, can you tell us what Seesaw is?
Yeah, Seesaw at the core is a digital portfolio. So it allows documentation to come in chronologically into their classes. You can have multiple students that are coming into this class. So you can kind of have a culmination of everything that happened throughout the entire school year in this portfolio for each student so that they can interact with each other's work. Most importantly from all this, there's also a family connection component. So families also get to see all of that work in live real time. So as soon as the teacher approves it, the family member gets to look at it and they can even interact it with likes. They can add comments that just kind of engage conversations. But the families really get to see learning in a different way versus it being like a grade or a score or something. They get to actually see and hear and feel what's happening in those classrooms. So it's just a very intimate way to be connected into that classroom that very few other tools actually offer.
100%. I'm going to try not to be biased, but I am a huge Seesaw fan because we had so many working parents, and I'm sure most people listening can relate. So it was an amazing way to have, you know, that parent that didn't do drop off or that parent that doesn't do pickup. It's a great way for them to see what's happening in the program live.
Yes, absolutely. I'll share a quick story connected to that is we do have many teachers who come to us and say, you know, they have had a student whose family member, either parent or mom, had to go overseas. Maybe they were part of the military or something like that. Or even if they're a grandparent that moves really far away. And Seesaw allows them to have that connection even at that distance. And so they could go in and they could see what's happening in the classroom. They could add comments. They could even message back to their student, even from being such a far distance away. So having that technology allows that bridge to be able to go anywhere and to keep that connection strong throughout that whole time. And we've had, you know, countless teachers who share how impactful that really is. And so we're really proud to just have a tool that allows that to actually happen.
Oh, totally. And I can absolutely back up the grandparent thing, because we had a set of grandparents who would spend 6 months here in Canada and then six yeah. months back in their, in, I guess, their home country. And it's so hard. It was so difficult for them to suddenly not be with their grandchildren. And Seesaw really did. It was beautiful. Yeah. Just that gap, right? But also, you allow, it's not just a tool that the teachers can use. So how can the children use mm-hmm. Seesaw in an early childhood environment?
Absolutely. I think that's the paramount question when we talk about, like, what is early childhood learning and how do we make sure that they're stepping towards, like, this digital world that they're going to be walking into? We all know that. And I'll say there's a very small pool of tools that make it intuitive for students to be able to pick up, interact with, submit something, and share their understanding with teachers. I'd say Seesaw is one of the easiest ones to do that with, because there is very simple steps for kids to go through. Like, they can click one button, which is this add green plus button. And then there's tools that just show up right for them. They can take a picture, they can take a video, they can open up the drawing canvas and draw something. So for them, it's literally two clicks away to be able to have something, to click something, share their learning, showcase what they know to that teacher and to that family. In a very simple interface that anybody can pick up, including a 3, 4, 5, 6-year-old.
Absolutely. And does Seesaw still do the QR code where the children yeah. can stand? So yep. what the children can do is they scan this code and then they add it. And what I loved, as even preschool, when I was doing preschool, was the kids could record and explain what they were doing. So taking a picture. So as a teacher, we're always looking for ways to document and we're crazy writing. We're trying to do post-it notes. We're trying to take pictures of everything that the children are doing. And when the children are doing it themselves, you get this authentic view of learning that you can't make it up. You can't test that. You can't fudge it, right? Like, it's so authentic and it's so there. And I mean, my students were really into blocks. Being able to have them document the growth in their block play, it was the best way that I could show parents that play works.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I think just the simple documentation of, like you're saying, taking that video, taking that audio clip recording. I mean, when I look back even at my children's preschool experience, I have little audio clips of them, you know, walking through the hallway, and the teacher's hitting record as my child is counting as high as they can.
Yeah.
And so, like, not only is that a really powerful documentation tool for that teacher, I, as a parent, get to keep that forever and ever and ever too. Whereas when I think back to the traditional, like, memento box, just papers, you know, and little projects and stuff. But now I actually have my memento box includes recordings of my children when they were 4 and 5, which is a super unique thing too, that Seesaw allows parents to gain as they have that connection.
Absolutely. And I think when I think about myself in the 90s and everything my mom kept, it was worksheets. It was tests, which really we now know is not a true representation of who you were as a child or who you were as a learner, right?
Yeah.
It's that collaboration. It's that socializing. It's that critical thinking, problem solving. And that's where photos, recordings, like all of that, just to me, documentation in the 2000s, in this age of technology, especially with AI coming out, is just, it's next level and it's what we need for play. So whether people are using Seesaw or another app, worksheets and tests is not the way to show learning.
Absolutely. And if anything came out of COVID, I'd say that there's a deeper understanding of what learning really is. There's all these other things that surround it, these social components, and even the interactions that students have at school that just help to round out their education. I think that just provided an exposure to that for everybody and really showed that it's important to not only have those moments, but when you capture those moments throughout the day, it just adds for a much richer experience on both ends, from the teachers, the students, the families. Everybody just gets, you know, a better experience in what education is and how they continue to grow throughout the years.
Absolutely. And what we're talking about today, right? It's bridging that gap.
Yeah. Yep.
Because people don't understand. I truly believe this, not everybody, but most people truly do not understand what happens after they drop their child off in an early setting.
Sure. Sure.
Right. Totally. They know we're playing.
Yep.
And we all have different definitions of what play is, but play is so much more than wasting time.
Absolutely.
Right. People think, okay, well, my kid's going to be kept busy while I'm doing my work. They're lacking that understanding of the play is the work.
Absolutely.
Right. Yep.
And I would even say too, that when we think of play with a digital device, there's also a misunderstanding of what that is too. You know, you're not sitting and just consuming that information and having it just come at you all the time. How can you flip that and allow students to leverage that tool to show what they're learning and show what they're doing? And it can be something they did with their hands too. It can be a drawing on a piece of paper. It can be, you know, even the chalk drawing on the sidewalk. You now have the opportunity to capture that and to be able to share that. And so we're trying to also break the mold on what does learning look like when you have a digital tool at your side, in the balance between, you know, creation and consumption. So I think we're leaning much more towards creating and allowing students to really just showcase their learning that way.
I love that. And I always think of the book by Dr. Shimmy King called The Tech Solution. And mm-hmm. she talks about how, you know, on a Friday night, like we might order pizza and pop and chips and we're going to like gorge ourselves on it because it's a treat for us. Yeah. And we're not going to do that every day. And we need to look at technology like that in the sense of what are we using it for? Yeah, sometimes you're going to, you know, watch a silly YouTube video. Absolutely. But that's your pop and chips.
Yeah.
Right. Whereas when we use it for creating content.
Yep.
Then that's your, you know, your healthy meal, because we're not just having children staring at screens all the time, right? We know coming out of COVID just how dangerous that has been. And now we're all trying to reverse it, but you can't reverse it by making technology go away. It's not going anywhere.
No.
Right.
No.
We need to teach children how to use it in a healthy, productive way.
Absolutely. Totally agree.
What would you say is the biggest benefit to having that technology, that communication tool in the classroom versus a teacher, you know, sitting down at the end of the day and sending stuff out?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of benefits. I'd say from the teacher benefit, there's a tremendous amount of time save. Like you just said, if I'm a teacher, I have to make 20 something phone calls or send even 20 something emails about what happened throughout the day. That's not a sustainable practice. Like they're not going to be able to have that time. They're not going to be able to want to do that time. So not only is that just a time save, it's also just a much more clear representation of sharing things with families. You know, you can actually show what's happening versus trying to articulate it and trying to remember what happened in an email or something, or even a note that you wrote. It just provides a much more transparent view into that. I'd say from the parental standpoint on that end, parents benefit from that clearness. They benefit from that transparency in a way that is almost like transformational for them. You know, they really get to see what growth looks like. They get to experience what growth is like, and they get to actually know, like, what steps can I take as a parent to really help my child continue to move forward if the platform is used in that specific way. So, you know, I'd say there's a lot of benefits. Those are probably my favorite ones just because it's really focused around like learning and progressing students forward. And, you know, when we think of how technology really should be used in education, that's what it should be used for. You know, if we're using it for, like you were talking about, if you're using it for like the fun and the little, you know, the brain breaks and stuff, those are great, but those aren't going to move students forward. And so if you can get it into a foothold that really helps families and teachers to walk this journey together, that's really, in my opinion, that's where we should be aiming.
That connection between home and school or home and childcare, that is 100% what's going to propel children forward, especially in the climate we're in right now, where we are seeing, you know, major increases in negative behavior, increases in mental health concerns.
Yeah.
We really, as adults, need to be on the same page of the same book, working together. So 100% agree with that. And then, because I am a techie and I did a whole podcast episode on this, is Seesaw integrating AI into their platform?
Yeah, that's a great question. And we are, so very soon, in about 8 days from today, we are releasing some AI tooling that's going to be built right into the platform. We have a new formative assessment tool that's launching, which is essentially an automatic grading system for teachers that they can use. They can pull in multiple choice questions, drag and drop questions, and really have a much more seamless way of understanding what a child is learning. Traditionally, with Seesaw, they have to submit their entire journal post, and then a teacher has to review it. With this new tooling, things will be scored automatically. And so I can have a glimpse in live real time of who's getting what questions right, who needs an intervention right now, who needs an extension right now, and what's happening. And so the AI tooling is baked into that, that allows teachers to generate their questions. It allows them to save time, save brain power with, you know, thinking of questions and creating all those. The tool will allow, or will actually generate them for the teachers. As long as they come up with, you know, a subject and a few different topics, it's going to just say, here are some questions for you to choose around frog life cycle or whatever they decide to type in. So.
Awesome. And I think even in terms of play, because I hear the word grading and like my whole body just like cringed a little bit.
Sure. Yeah.
But the reality is, unfortunately, so many of our educators are working in a system where they have to prove the learning is happening.
Absolutely.
Right. Yep. There's no good faith in a lot of places. So being able to do exactly what you said, asking, what do you know? What's the life cycle? Show your learning. I think that's a fantastic tool, especially in play-based environments.
Absolutely. I'll add another layer is we do have an independent version of this tooling that allows students to just have like a baked-in self-check. Mm-hmm. So we have an example of this, and I wish I could visually show it, but there's one where students can move shapes into two different categories, shapes that have four sides, shapes that have three sides. And as they move them, there's a check option at the bottom. And if they click that, it'll say, you know, right or wrong. It'll say you have too many. It'll say you need to have less. And then what the teacher gets in these self-checking in the independent option, they get to see how many tries it took children to get to that correct answer. And so you still do get the quote unquote grading and that scoring, even if you want this to be an independent practice and one that walks alongside play-based learning, like you're talking about.
I love that. Yes, because like I said, the thought of sitting down and testing children in preschool just it makes me want to cry.
Sure.
But I do know that it does exist, right? I know that some of my listeners, that is unavoidable for them. It's an expectation. And for the administrators that listen, what I love about Seesaw, and maybe you can talk a little bit more about that, is how as an administrator or a supervisor, can you oversee the documentation to ensure that that bridge is happening between home and school?
Yeah, absolutely. Administrators within Seesaw, there's a couple levels of permission, but if you were the highest level of administrator, you can go in and see everything. You can go into any class, you can go into any conversation. And you can really have transparency into what's happening in those specific classes. There's also layers of permission that allow either administrators or coaches to be like co-teachers in classes. So you can actually be a part of the learning and have that those conversations with families right from that class level itself within the app itself. So transparency is number one in Seesaw. You know, it's about how do we continue to show learning and continue to make sure that everybody is a part of this, from families, teachers, administrators, all the way up. And so we're just really conscious of making sure that this network that's baked in from the building level is also has the amount of connection that's needed to continue to move learning forward.
Love that. And the other thing I love is because we've got transparency, but then on the other end, you've also got that balance. So I loved that I could turn the notifications off when my shift ended at 6 o'clock, and parents are welcome to send me messages through that app, but I was not seeing those messages until the next day when I was ready. And I preferred that over email the entire time I was teaching. Like to me, that was so much easier.
100%. And we hear that time and time again is teachers who decide to shift everything, communications, learning to Seesaw. It just provides one space for everybody. You know, you don't have to tell parents, like, look in your email for the newsletter and then look in your text messages for frequent messages that are coming and updates. And then also see learning in, you know, X, Y, and Z tool, just put it all in one place. And so Seesaw is just really streamlining that classroom experience, which in turn streamlines the student and the family experience too.
100%. It puts the focus where it needs to be, right? Exactly. And that is the student. Yeah. That is awesome. So why else or how else is Seesaw bridging that gap? Like there, I know that there's so many features and it has just grown exponentially since I was in the classroom. So we've got that communication app. We've got the documentation and images app. We've got what else?
I'd say that there's a lot of updates that are coming to just streamline all of that experience. So one of them is our frames, which are essentially drag and drop placeholders for students to be able to submit pieces of work into. You could have this be something that's a camera frame or a video frame or even an audio recording frame. And what that allows the student experience to have is that they open this template and they just have to click inside of that square anywhere, and it will open that tool for them to submit. So I don't have to, as even a, let's say I'm a 5-year-old child, I don't have to kind of guess and try to figure out like, what tool should I be doing? Where is it? What exactly, what permissions need to happen on this device for me to open it? They literally have to say, oh, this is the camera icon. Click and it will open the camera for them. They snap their picture and then they hit the green check and turn it in. So it goes from the student experience. They can go from having, you know, 4 or 5 clicks to submit something to now just 3. Click the frame and submit it.
That is very cool. And then on my end, I would approve it, which is very cool.
Exactly. Yeah.
And let's face it, in 2023, these kids all know how to use tech way better than some of us.
Absolutely.
They are incredible. And that's why we can't avoid it, right? Because I'm not saying have them on technology all the time, but again, teaching them how to use technology in a productive manner, because we don't want them to be left behind in a world of tech, right?
Absolutely. Awesome. Productive is definitely the right word.
Absolutely. That's progress, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Anything else about documentation, bridging the gap, Seesaw, anything that I didn't mention or ask?
I think you asked all the right questions. I'd say, I think if there's anything that a listener here would take away from this, if there's anything that, you know, they would make sure that they're conscious of moving forward, it's just making sure that you have that partnership at the deepest level you possibly can. So regardless of what tool you're using, regardless of how you showcase your learning and communicate with your families, make sure that you're just having them be a part of that learning in a really consistent basis. That's really going to pave the way for your students to get as far as they possibly can, regardless of their age. So that's my little takeaway from all of this is just regardless of what you use, just really deepen that partnership at the deepest possible level that you can.
I love that. Well, Chris, thank you so much for coming on today. And all the links will be below. Like I said, I'm a huge Seesaw fan. So anybody who wants to jump on that, get on it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.